Washington, on January 26, in a statement, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin confirmed that a U.S. counterterrorism operation in northern Somalia killed a senior Islamic State, ISIS, figure Bilal al-Sudani. No civilians were harmed as a result of this operation that killed a number of other ISIS members in the assault operation that the U.S. conducted on orders from President Joe Biden. The official release of the U.S. Department of Defense quoted Austin as saying, on January 25, on orders from the president, the U.S. military conducted an assault operation in northern Somalia that resulted in the death of a number of ISIS members, including Bilal al-Sudani, an ISIS leader in Somalia and a key facilitator for ISIS's global network. Al-Sudani was responsible for fostering the growing presence of ISIS in Africa and for funding the group's operations worldwide, including in Afghanistan. This action leaves the United States and its partners safer and more secure, and it reflects our steadfast commitment to protecting Americans from the threat of terrorism at home and abroad. No civilians were harmed as a result of this operation. We are grateful to our extraordinary service members as well as our intelligence community and other interagency partners for their support to the successful counterterrorism operation, Austin added. Prior to last year's end, U.S. forces conducted an airstrike in Syria that resulted in the deaths of two senior ISIS figures, reported CNN. Notably, in Somalia till date, the military operations have only paid heed to Al-Shabaab fighters, which are the dominant militant group in the region. As per the first official, Al-Sudani received sanctions from the U.S. Treasury in 2012 for facilitating foreign fighters travel to an Al-Shabaab training camp and providing funding. With inputs from ANI,